Now, item three, to review the terms of reference. To review the term paper B.
Always open to us, of course, to refer critical decisions about the future of the harbour elsewhere before council if we wish to. And that is simply because of the major changes that we might see. And I think I've got that right, but Tom, you haven't.
I just wanted to say two things. The first thing is that this committee can't change its own terms of reference. It has to be a recommendation to change the terms of reference. Their changes have to go back to full council because this committee is a committee of full council. The second one is, and I want to check while we're here, is that my recollection of when we created the committee at full council was that the original terms of reference were written to say 5 members. There was a debate at full council whereby the council going to upgrade it was suggesting that the new board members should be on the committee and that 5 therefore wasn't going to enable all of the new board members to be have the opportunity to join it. And so the full council wanted to increase the membership to 7. So what I need to do is just check the minutes, because it may well be that this one should be 7. In any event, because I think that was a decision the full council took back when we created the committee. I'll double check that one here. But the other point was to say that whatever changes you want to make in terms of reference, we'll have to report back to the full council within the recommendations.
Anybody else have any observations? Andrew.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to test the thinking behind the minimum of 3 working days at 8.2. Normal practice on other committees, of course, is a somewhat longer minimum working day. So I just wondered if there was some practical reason why it had to be 3 and not in alignment with kind of usual practice on others.
8.2.
The agenda will be issued with.
That's something I think Mark and Energy is more delicate to have, because this is a formal committee of the council, and in terms of legislation, we have to publish the papers within a given 5 working days, and indeed that's what we've done. So, in fact, I have some delegations where I can change elements of terms of reference where they're either according to the law or due to the decisions we've made, but doing that one doesn't accord with the law. So, we'll amend that and send it back. Say the usual 5 days. Because in a sense, 8.2 doesn't need to be in there because we always have to publish. It's just in there for clarity. But that can be amended, so I can then add 5, which I'll do that.
So, sorry, fans,
do you want me to turn them off?
Very hard to hear over the centre. Perhaps we'll switch to monitoring, start here a bit, Jim. Helen, so I gather what you're saying is we will increase that to 5 days rather than 3. Okay.
Because in effect, that's what we're doing.
Are we all happy with that?
Yes.
5 days. Actually, some of the papers are quite complex, so they possibly need an extra few hours of reading as well.
Highlighted by members that there were no public question time or written responses on the agenda. It was advised by the Assistant Director of Corporate Services and Monitoring Officer that although the meeting was open to the public, members of the public were not able to ask questions. It was suggested that any public questions were brought forward to the Harbour User Group meeting instead of this committee. But there is a suggestion there, just to alternative there, that we could in effect open this meeting up to questions from the public, or we could have the public pass their questions through the user group meeting and then us feed those questions up to you to consider. So that was the option that we said we would consider in the last meeting at this meeting.
Thank you, Alex. I think it was Councillor Price, Matt, didn't you bring up this issue of for transparency at public question time? Possibly at the beginning of the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I don't have an issue with it being done through the Harbour Users Group. It's just making whether that could be an agenda item perhaps on how we use it. I can't often make those things that conflict with something else that I go to. Yeah. But I've been to quite a few, and there's usually quite good attendance, isn't there? It may be something that could become almost a permanent agenda item. Is there any particular, obviously we don't want to incite too much, too many complex questions, but obviously we do have a lot of interest in Harbour. There's certain members of the public that we, certain people members, me, Julie, and probably Councillor Brodie in particular, hear from a lot. If we've got anything in particular that comes from them, I think you hear from them as well, John. But obviously we could. Thank you. Basically, all the Newport members, I think, hear from the same people time and time again about the same things that relate to the complex issues of Newport Harbour. We know what they are, of course. But I think it's really a conduit for them to allow their questions to be asked, because I'm surprised I don't see any of them here today, actually. But it's, I think it's just allowing a way of them being able to ask something of the committee. Is what I was getting at, really. So I'm happy for it to be done through the user group of other members. I'm happy for that as well.
We could, of course, take on the written questions here. I mean, if they come directly in writing, that way. I'm just thinking how I don't want to prolong these meetings by questioning with members of the public. But written questions we can well handle here. Yeah? Possibly with the users group of people, members of the public, to appear at the user. How do you feel about that, Alex?
I think from a personal point of view, it doesn't really make any difference which way we do it, as long as we get those views represented, or the important views represented here. I think at the outset, as the committee's only just started, it may well be that we adopt that approach and being fed from the user group in that way. As we move forward with some of the decisions that Stuart, Councillor Hutchinson, has referred to earlier with the issues around regeneration, you may want to amend that.
Yes, John.
Thank you, Chair. My suggestion would be a time-limited public question time for this meeting, maybe 15 minutes. I think it's the best time so that everyone agrees that there is potential that there's going to be a lot of public interest, and we need to make ourselves available, I think, to allow people to express their worries and opinions. And I think it'd be both the Harbour users group and the speaker could be both forums for limited public questions, obviously, but I say time limited, so it doesn't make a problem with the agenda.
I think two things. One, I think this really is a meeting in public rather than a public meeting. I think the other bit about funneling questions through the user group, if we're doing the job properly, then we'll be giving the right kind of information to the user group. It's effectively funneled. We will then be assured that the questions are actually representative of an individual group of stakeholders rather than individual persons, and they would enable a bit of a filter in the kind of questions you have to take. Often, if you have to go to a particular user group and they have the information, then they can be able to give them the answers before it gets as far as this committee. So I'd be very happy with using the user group as that informal filter.
Thank you, Stuart. Yes, I would say, having attended the user group, they're much more informal and more comfortable for a member of the public who's possibly not used to speaking in public in a much smaller room, and it's more comfortable generally. And the people around you are people who actually have involvement with the harbour, as well as our officers there as well. Obviously, we're looking at transparency, which is essential. I don't know how we feel about that. Andrew?
I'm inclined to go down the route to let's do, like, pretty much anybody coming to a council committee pretty much expects there's a period at the start, often unused, 15 minutes for public questions in one form or another. I understand the point about channeling certain users through the Harbour Users Group, and that is right, but because of the nature of the regeneration of things, anybody pretty much is going to be walking down there enjoying the harbour is going to start to have questions, which in a sense wouldn't be appropriate for a Harbour Users Group, which is the water users and the land in a very particular kind of way. So I think we should just start from the outside, ask the council to give us 15 minutes at the start of our meeting. After all, we're already 20 minutes in and we've ended. So I think we can allow ourselves the luxury, and for the purposes of members of the public, 15 minutes, it should be more than enough. After all, today we've been attended by nobody, but there may be those days where somebody really very keen to just get a question answered, get it in the public domain. So let's do it that way. If it requires a move that there should be a recommendation to that effect, then I'm happy to move that.
Thank you. Can I go to Sherwin next, and then you, John?
Yes, I was going to say I would second it if John is putting it forward, and Andrew's obviously done that now. I think that I must admit, because I haven't found the dates of the users group these days, but I used to attend the hall, obviously, and I don't really feel that is possibly their views might not be what chair and the committee, our committee's views might be, because they come from various groups, put it that way, interest groups. So I really do think that if there are questions, they should come here.
John.
It was just to say, if you're minded to consider question time, actually, we're going to do front committees. The usual way we would provide for that is 15 minutes. We would ask people, we would say, people, if they let us have a written question, then we'll guarantee the response on the day. They give it to us, I think it's going to share time in advance. They'll get one supplementary, that's the usual one. When you've dealt with written questions, if anybody else came with a normal question, we'll take that normal question and supplementary. There's no guarantee that if not on the day, because if they answer the 10th question, we might not be able to answer. We always put in the details and get back to them. And that's how we operate questions for the committee. So if you're minded to go to that, I would suggest we keep it in line with what we do with others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Helen. Shall we have a show of hands on it? 15 minutes before the start of the meeting, and written question. That's unanimous.
The one rider I've put for that, Chairman, is of course when you start discussing some of the elements to do with the regeneration, because we will need to discuss them in this committee. We either may not be able to give an answer because of commercial confidentiality, or we may have to take certain items to close the session.
Good point.